Section 7. Emergency situations. Emergencies. All drivers, sooner or later, will find themselves in an emergency situation. As careful as you are, there are situations that could cause a problem for you. If you are prepared, you may be able to prevent any serious outcomes. Vehicle emergencies. There is always a chance of a vehicle problem while driving. You should follow the recommended maintenance schedule listed in your vehicle owner's manual. Following these preventive measures greatly reduces the chance your vehicle will have a problem. Possible vehicle failures and what you can do if they happen are listed below. Brake failure. If your brakes stop working, pump the brake pedal several times. This will often build up enough brake pressure to allow you to stop. If that does not work, use the parking brake. Apply the parking brake slowly so you will not lock the wheels and cause a skid. Be ready to release the brake if your vehicle does start to skid. By holding in the brake release button or holding the foot brake release, you can avoid having the parking brake lock up. If that does not work, start shifting to lower gears and look for a safe place to slow to a stop. Make sure your vehicle is off the roadway. Do not drive a vehicle without brakes. Tire blowout. If a tire suddenly goes flat, tightly hold the steering wheel and keep the vehicle going straight. Gradually slow down. Take your foot off the gas pedal but don't apply the brakes until the vehicle has almost stopped. Do not stop on the road if at all possible. Pull off the road in a safe place. Power failure. If the engine dies while you are driving, keep a strong grip on the steering wheel. Leave key in the on position. Be aware that the steering wheel may be difficult to turn, but you can turn it. Pull off the roadway. The brakes will still work, but you may have to push very hard on the brake pedal. Headlight failure. If your headlights suddenly go out, try the headlight switch a few times. If that does not work, put on the emergency flashers, turn signals or fog lights if you have them. Pull off the road as soon as possible. Gas pedal sticks. If the engine keeps going faster and faster, keep your eyes on the road. Quickly shift to neutral. Pull off the road when safe to do so. Turn off the engine. Leaving your vehicle on the roadside. Contact the nearest law enforcement agency if your vehicle breaks down and you must leave it for any period of time. Be sure to get it off the roadway and onto the shoulder so it is out of the way of other traffic. Avoiding collisions. When it looks like a collision may happen, many drivers panic and fail to act. In some cases they do act, but they do something that does not help to reduce the chance of the collision. There is almost always something you can do to avoid a crash or to reduce the impact of a crash. In avoiding a collision, you have three options: stop, turn or speed up. Stopping quickly. Many newer vehicles have anti-lock braking system, ABS. Be sure to read your vehicle owner's manual on how to use ABS. ABS will help you stop with less or no skidding by keeping the wheels from locking up. In general, follow these guidelines if you need to stop quickly. With ABS, press on the brake pedal as hard as you can and keep pressing on it. You will feel the brake pedal pushing back when the ABS is working. You will also hear the noise ABS makes when it is working. Do not let up on the brake pedal. ABS will only work when the brake pedal is pushed down hard and held there. Without ABS, apply the brakes as hard as you can without locking them. You can cause the vehicle to go into a skid if you brake too hard. You will feel the vehicle start to skid if the brakes lock up. If that happens, quickly ease off the brake pedal a little. As soon as the vehicle stops skidding, push down on the brake pedal again. Keep doing this until the vehicle has stopped. Turning quickly. In most cases, you can turn the vehicle quicker than you can stop it. You should consider turning in order to avoid a collision. Make sure you have a good grip with both hands on the steering wheel. Once you have turned away or changed lanes, you must be ready to keep the vehicle under control. Some drivers steer away from one collision only to end up in another. Always steer in the direction you want the vehicle to go. With ABS. A valuable feature of ABS is that you can turn your vehicle while braking with less or no skidding. Do not jerk the steering wheel, steer violently, while braking if you have ABS. Doing so may send you farther to the side than intended, because the vehicle will continue to respond to steering input while ABS is working. Practice using ABS in an empty parking lot so you know how the vehicle will respond. Without ABS. If you do not have ABS, you must use a different procedure to turn quickly. You should step on the brake pedal, then let up and turn the steering wheel. Braking will slow the vehicle, put more weight on the front tires, and allow for a quicker turn. Do not lock up the front wheels while braking or turn so sharply that the vehicle can only plow ahead. Remember, generally it is better to run off the road than to crash head-on into another vehicle. Do not swerve into the opposing lane. Turn to the right, going off the roadway if necessary. Speeding up. Sometimes it is best or necessary to speed up to avoid a collision. This may happen when another vehicle is about to hit you from the side or from behind and there is room in front of you to get out of danger. Be sure to slow down once the danger has passed. Dealing with skids. Any road that is safe under normal conditions can be dangerous when it is wet or has snow or ice on it. High speeds under normal conditions also increase the possibility of a skid if you must suddenly turn or stop. Skids are caused when the tires can no longer grip the road. Because you cannot control a vehicle when it is skidding, it is best to keep your vehicle from skidding in the first place. If your vehicle begins to skid, stay off the brake. Until the vehicle slows, your brakes will not work. Using them could cause you to skid more. Turn the steering wheel in the direction you want the vehicle to go. As soon as the vehicle begins to straighten out, turn the steering wheel back the other way. If you do not do so, your vehicle may swing around in the other direction and you could start a new skid. Continue to turn the steering wheel, left and right, until the vehicle is again moving down the road under your control. Protect yourself in collisions. Try everything you can to keep from getting hit. However, you may not always be able to avoid a collision. If it looks like nothing will work, try to lessen any injuries that could result from a crash. The most important thing you can do is to use your lap and shoulder belts. Besides your safety belts, there are a couple of other things that could help prevent more serious injuries. Hit from the rear. If your vehicle is hit from the rear, your body will be thrown backwards. Press yourself against the back of your seat and put your head against the head restraint. Be ready to apply your brakes so you will not be pushed into another vehicle. Hit from the side. If your vehicle is hit from the side, your body will be thrown toward the side that is hit. Airbags will not help in this situation, unless your vehicle is equipped with side impact airbags which will help. Your lap and shoulder belts are needed to help keep you behind the wheel. Get ready to steer or brake to prevent your vehicle from hitting something else. Hit from the front. If your vehicle is about to be hit from the front, it is important to try to have a glancing blow rather than being struck head-on. This means that if a collision is going to happen, you should try to turn the vehicle. This will help to avoid a head-on collision. If your vehicle has an airbag, it will inflate. It will deflate following the crash, so be ready to prevent your vehicle from hitting something else. Do not stop at a crash unless you are involved or unless emergency help has not yet arrived. Keep your attention and your driving and keep moving, watching for people who might be in or near the road. Never drive to the scene of a crash, fire or other disaster just to look. You may block the way for police, firefighters, ambulances, tow trucks and other rescue vehicles. No matter how good a driver you are, there may be a time when you are involved in a crash. If you are involved in a crash, you must stop. If you are involved in a crash with a parked vehicle, you must locate the owner or leave a note. If any person is injured or killed, the police must be notified. It is a crime for you to leave a crash site where your vehicle was involved if there is an injury or death and before police have talked to you and gotten all the information they need about the crash. You may want to carry a basic vehicle emergency kit. These kits have emergency flares or reflectors, first aid supplies and basic tools. If you are in a crash, stop your vehicle at or near the crash site. If your vehicle can be moved, get it off the road so it does not block traffic or cause another crash. Do not stand or walk in traffic lanes. You could be struck by another vehicle. Turn off the ignition of wrecked vehicles. Do not smoke around wrecked vehicles. Fuel could have spilled and fire is a real danger. If there are power lines down with wires in the road, do not go near them. Make sure other traffic will not be involved in the crash. Use triangles, flares, or other warning devices to alert traffic to the crash. If someone is injured, get help. Make sure the police and emergency medical or rescue squad have been called. Call 911. If there is a fire or downed power lines, tell the police about it when they are called. Aid the injured. Do not move the injured unless they are in a burning vehicle or in immediate danger of being hit by another vehicle. Moving a person can make their injuries worse. However, Wisconsin law protects you from civil suits if you give aid to the injured. First, help anyone who is not already walking and talking. Check for breathing first, then check for bleeding. If there is bleeding, apply pressure directly on the wound using your hand or a cloth. Even severe bleeding can almost always be stopped or slowed by putting pressure on the wound. Do not give an injured person anything to drink, not even water. To help prevent an injured person from going into shock, cover them with a blanket or coat to keep them warm. Report the crash. Get the names and addresses of all people involved in the crash, including injured persons, and any witnesses. Exchange information with other drivers involved in the crash. Name, address, driver license number, vehicle information, license plate, make, model and year of vehicle, and insurance company and policy number, if available. Record any damage to vehicles involved in the crash. If requested, provide information to the police or other emergency officials. Try to find the owner if a crash involves a parked vehicle. If you cannot find them, leave a note in a place where it can be easily seen with information on how the owner can reach you, the date and time of the crash. You must report a crash to a law enforcement agency if there is an injury, a death or property damage of $1,000 or more to any one person's property, or property damage of $200 or more to government property, example, signs, guard rails, etc., government vehicles, if $1,000 or more damage. The law enforcement agency will file a crash report with State Patrol. If the law enforcement agency does not investigate the crash or file a report, you need to file the report online at www.wisconsin.gov/pages/safety/CRSH-RPT/default/ASPX within 10 days of the crash. What to do? What to do in case of a crash, stalled vehicle or other emergency? 1. Locate the nearest reference marker, see reference markers. 2. Make sure you are in a position to safely make a call. 3. Dial 911. 4. Be ready to answer questions. What is your location? Give the information from the reference marker. What is your wireless phone number? Describe the problem. Depending on your answers to these questions, you may be asked for more information. What to do if you hit a deer? First, make sure your vehicle is still safe to drive. If not, get assistance. If your vehicle can be moved, get it off the road so it does not block traffic or cause a crash. Record the time, place, and other circumstances of the incident for insurance and crash reporting purposes. If you hit a deer, you are entitled to keep it. If you do not want the deer, the next motorist on the scene is entitled to the deer. In either case, before the deer can be taken, law enforcement will need to issue a tag for the deer. Contact the sheriff's office or local police department to obtain a tag. If you decide to leave the deer, you should notify a local law enforcement agency of the location where the deer was hit, especially if the deer is not dead. What to do when stopped by law enforcement? General guidelines for motorists. Getting pulled over by a law enforcement officer can be a difficult experience. Following some simple guidelines will enhance safety for motorists and law enforcement, and in many cases, will get you back in your way as soon as possible. Things for drivers and passengers to keep in mind. State law, section 346.19, requires you to pull over immediately when you observe emergency lights approaching from either direction. Move out of the lane of traffic and stop as near as possible on the right-hand shoulder of the roadway. Do not continue traveling to a location you believe is more suitable to stop. A police officer may be responding to another incident, crash, robbery, medical emergency, etc. And drivers who remain in the traffic lane can inhibit law enforcement from assisting those in need. When stopped by a police officer, try to stay calm. Remember, the top priority for law enforcement is the safety and well-being of the traveling public. Law enforcement officers are trained to consider the totality of a situation before making any enforcement-related decisions. Place your vehicle in park. Turn off the ignition and put the keys on the dashboard in front of you. Do not exit the vehicle unless asked to do so. At night or during low light conditions, turn on your vehicle's interior dome light. Also, the officer will likely shine a bright light into your vehicle. This is to keep you and the officer safe. Place your hands in plain sight, preferably on top of the steering wheel. Keep movements to a minimum. Refrain from reaching into your clothing, purse, glove box, console, etc. to locate your license, registration or insurance cards. Wait for the officer to request such items. When the officer arrives at your window, this could be the driver or passenger side, comply with any orders. Provide clear and concise answers to the officer's questions. Be polite and patient. The officer may need time to verify your identification, etc. If you are given a citation, don't argue. You will have an opportunity before a judge or court to express any concerns. Always merge carefully when entering a highway. WIS.DOT contact information. Division of Motor Vehicles, DMV. Obtain driver licensing and vehicle registration information online at wisconsindmv.gov. Obtain DMV services online at wisconsindmv.gov/online, including schedule, cancel or verify your appointment for a skills, road, test. Change your address. Request your driver or vehicle record. Apply for a duplicate driver license or ID card. Check the status of your driver license. Look up your vehicle title transfer. Renew your license plate. And more. Email your driver license, ID card questions to information, dmv@.y.gov. Email your vehicle titling, license plate questions to vehiclequestions@.y.gov. Telephone DMV at 608-264-7447. Find your local DMV customer service center, hours of operation and directions at wisconsindmv.gov/online. Publication notes. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation intends the products and services it offers are accessible to all. Please contact a DMV customer service center if you need accommodations or do not understand any part of this publication. You may reproduce the Wisconsin Motorist's Handbook in whole or in part for yourself or for others. You may charge others the actual or reasonable costs to reproduce the Motorist's Handbook. You may not delete, add, alter, or otherwise change the Motorist's Handbook without the express written consent of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Wisconsin State Patrol. Southwest Region. 608-374-0513. Southeast Region. 262-785-4700. Northeast Region. 920-929-3700. North Central Region. 715-845-1143. Northwest Region. 715-839-3800. Wisconsin State Patrol Office locations and contacts. wisconsin.gov/pages/about-wis.who/we/dsp/lock-contact.aspx.